good morning, and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, June 28th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day, as we have another Man Down Mashup Wednesday. Today, we have great news. There's going to be a big competition happening on July 2nd at the Atlantis Crown Ballroom, and it's going to be Miss Universe Bahamas. In studio today, we have four of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life in studio. And I'm saying, my God, you know, I'm kind of nervous. I'm glad Erin is here with me because I'm not sure how I'm going to conduct this interview, right? Because I'm a little nervous. I didn't know I was going to be this awkward around pretty people. But I'm excited to be the host today as I go over what exactly is Miss Universe Bahamas, what is going to be happening this Saturday at July 2nd. What time is it going to be?
8 p.m.
And I also have Miss Aaliyah Colimo, who is the, remind me?
I am the public relations officer for the Miss Bahamas Universe organization.
All the promotions go through her, and this is why they're doing their tour, and she's the one who's explaining everything and going in detail. So I'm very excited to have Miss Colimo in studio. But without further ado, I'll have Miss Colimo start the conversation today, and then Erin Green is going to jump in with some questions with me today as to what will be happening come this Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday. So good morning, Bahamas. My name, as mentioned, is Aaliyah Colimo. I am the public relations officer for the Miss Bahamas Universe organization. And this coming Sunday, July 2nd at 8 p.m. It's Sunday.
Forgive me.
It's Sunday. Sunday, July the 2nd at Atlantis Showroom. We will be hosting the grand finale of the Miss Bahamas Universe pageant. Now, as you know, this is the 50th anniversary of the Bahamas, 50th independence, and our theme this year is the Jubilee, 50 years of pageantry.
Nice.
We are super excited. The tickets are going super fast. So, Bahamas, please go out and get your tickets. You can purchase those tickets at Cafe Shining Noel in the Caves Village Plaza or at Signature Styles on Marathon Road, and tickets are $75 general, $100 VIP.
That's not bad. I can afford $75 to see these beautiful ladies.
And you get
in
a show. You're getting a performance, and you get to see who will be crowned the next queen, the next ambassador who will go on to El Salvador.
Okay. I know that Miss Bahamas Universe tends to have a number of events before the big day.
Yes.
And the big day, again, is Sunday, July 2nd.
The day is Sunday.
What all has happened thus far?
Well, last Saturday, we had our motorcade. That went extremely well. We left from the Arawaki and we toured around the entire island of Nassau. The ladies paraded their beautiful hats that were designed all by Bahamian designers. So that was very exciting. The ladies have also went under etiquette training. They've done etiquette training. They've done model training. They've done dancing. We have a business symposium coming up. So it's been a great time.
Etiquette training.
Yes.
Listen, this is the part I've been waiting for. I need practice.
You need practice?
Do you teach them how to cut their eye without anybody realizing that they're cutting their eye?
Now, Erin.
Except the person they're cutting their eye at.
Now, Erin, we don't cut our eye as queens.
You sure now? Because I've seen some beautiful women cut their eye, and then I was just like, and the men are just like, I'm glad that I got cut. It is, right? Like, when a beauty queen does it, it's something different.
Ladies, didn't Miss Thomas teach you to excuse yourself? Hello.
There you go. So, Miss Nuri?
I learned that they won't cut their eye at me, so that's good.
I will excuse myself the next time I feel to cut my eye at you, which I did just now. I have a text in here that says, how could you say that these are the most beautiful? I'm sure it's the
you
last
You need to see
here.
Them. They're not ordinary women. These are not ordinary women.
In the world, and I just want to say to that texter, he didn't say in the world. He said in studio. They didn't want you to affront your wife.
But my wife, pretty bad. I understand, but she's not in the studio.
I cut my eye at
and
you
I appreciate
I
that.
In the studio.
Thank you for the correction.
I'm also in the studio.
You see what I'm saying? Thank you, ma'am.
See, let me get close to Ms. Colimo.
Yes, sir.
Yes, but yes.
So, etiquette training.
Etiquette training that they got from Cafe Shining Noel.
Okay.
By the one and only Miss Loretta Thomas.
Okay.
They spent almost an entire day learning exactly what it takes to be a beauty queen, a beautifully confident queen.
Absolutely. I would say for those who are like, I'm into no etiquette training, please, if you have an opportunity, give your children that opportunity for etiquette training.
Yes.
It's like code switching. I tell my niece all the time, when you're eating with your friends in the backyard, you could eat any kind of way. But when you're going out to a fancy restaurant, you're going to a state event or a church event, you want to know that you know how to behave.
And yes. Aaron, we have to remember that these ladies will go on to be an ambassador of this country.
Absolutely.
So that means they will sit at big tables, huge tables, yeah. And they need to know exactly what it takes to be the queen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And before, because I want to delve into that, you mentioned confidence and you mentioned poise and posture and how important that is, and especially being an ambassador. But I still want to know what all has transpired so far. I know you did the tour.
Yes.
And what else had happened?
So we had the contestant launch. That's when a lot of the public got to meet the contestants at Rosewood Bahamar. That was on June 10th.
Okay.
At that introduction, they were allowed to speak, get to know each contestant on a more personal level, get to understand their platforms, get to know exactly what they want from the pageant, why they chose to, you know, compete in the pageant. So that was very, very interesting. It was a very great night, actually. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, they have also been in intense training when it comes to Toastmasters. They've been a part of the 1600 Club every week. They had their last practice, which was last week, and they did phenomenally.
Mm-hmm.
They've also been working out. You know, mm-hmm. it's health with body, mind, and soul, right?
Yes.
So they've been in the gym with Empire Fitness, working along with the trainers.
So you could see I came prepared for training.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was etiquette and speech training and all them other things.
It's the entire woman that we try to focus on. And as I said, we also will be holding a business and mental health symposium very soon.
Nice.
Yes.
Because let's put this out there. We like to talk about pretty privilege.
Yes.
Right? But we don't talk about the stigma that pretty women face. The attitudes that they get from people who are like, why your face so thick? And it's just like, no, ma'am, I woke up this way. Like, you know, like I'm not putting on. I'm not trying to be anything more than I am. And it can weigh on your mental health when people are constantly sort of backbiting and making snide remarks simply because of the way you've chosen to present yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so in all of our courses and our practices, we also remind the ladies that, you know, you are a representative of your country now. You have to be mindful of what you say, what you do. Not saying that you need to change yourself as a person, but now you are an example to a lot of other Bahamian women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
How many contestants are there now?
We have 10 beautifully confident, young, intelligent ladies. I mean...
But hold on, the... Categories the criteria for participation has opened up, right?
Yes, it has.
As well. So you no longer restricted to unmarried single women with no children. Now you can have married women and you can have women with children.
Yes, you can. There's also no height. There's no height requirements. So all of the ladies, we have a very diverse group of ladies, and I'm so excited about it.
But let's talk about what all has changed in terms of requirements. You mentioned height.
Yes.
You mentioned that a contestant can be married.
They
now.
Can be married.
What about having children?
You can have children.
A contestant can have children and still compete for Miss Universe Bahamas?
Yes, they can. It's not just the Bahamas. It's internationally. The rules have changed internationally. And so we have to adjust here in the Bahamas as well. And we have our beautiful Miss New Providence, who is a wife and mother. So she's making history, actually.
We have already a contestant who's married and has children competing?
Yes, we do. Miss New Providence.
Oh, okay. And she's here, too.
She is here.
And of course, we have her introduce herself. Definitely. Go ahead.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Mrs. Randika Folks Cartwright, and I proudly wear the sash Miss New Providence. As you would have heard Miss Colleen Moore said earlier, the Miss Universe organization would have changed their rules sometimes last year to allow married women and mothers to compete in their pageant.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was 7 months pregnant, and I just got this nudge sometime around May that I wanted to do it. I have lost 60 pounds to be a part of this pageant. I'm a proud C-section mom. I'm still healing. But with God's help and the support of my family, as well as the Miss Bahamas Universe organization, I am here today and I am ready to work. So it's happening Sunday, July 2nd at the Atlantis Showroom. Get your tickets, $75 general, $100 VIP. And you girls and men are in for a show. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, I wanted to ask, do you feel like you have an advantage over other contestants that are not married or do not have children? Because you got, as a mother and a wife, you have some skill sets, right? That these women, you talk here, organizational skills, right? Spatial awareness. You got to live with two people. You got to negotiate with both of them, and one of them don't talk, right? Do you feel like you have an advantage, or you know that, or that women who are married or have children, what do they bring to the table?
Some persons may say, because I'm a mother and a wife, I have that advantage because of the things that you listed earlier. But I can say that all of these young ladies have amazing things going on as well. Some of them are students. Some of them are caretakers for grandparents and relatives. Everybody has something going on and is making sacrifices to be a part of this pageant. So I don't think that just because I'm a mother and a wife that gives me an advantage. Mm-hmm. It just lets me know that I have to organize in order to be able to do what I have to do, as well as the other ladies.
That's awesome. Platforms?
Okay. But before we go to platforms, right, Ms. Colly Moore mentioned height restrictions.
Yes.
And I'm Dangro. I'm about 5 foot flat.
Yes.
And I'm taller than only three of the ladies inside here. Right? And I just want them to formally introduce themselves. And I see that they are petite ladies, right? About maybe 5 foot one-ish, right? No, but go ahead. Introduce yourself.
You say petite, but I say perfect size for catching crab. You just
gotta... Okay. Yes, I like that.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Lakeisa Saunders, and I am your Miss Rumkey. My platform is preserving mental health through less medicinal avenues, and I am 5 feet flat.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Patronique Lamb, and I am your Miss Paradise Island. My platform is called Let's Diabete This. It's my goal is to raise awareness throughout the Bahamas to individuals that is diagnosed with diabetes. And my height is 5'2".
I love that. Let's diabetes this.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Melissa Ingram, and I am Miss Long Island. My platform is One Planet, One Chance, Stop Climate Change. Here in the Bahamas, we are threatened at the economic level, the environmental, as well as the local residents level. And so I wanted to raise awareness on the need for climate action here in the country. I am also 5'2½".
It's good that I'm taller than some people, you
yes,
know? That's
me.
Good. Yeah, I know. You got me by 2 inches at least.
Yeah,
yes. I want to talk about their platforms and why they chose it, right?
And Miss New Providence.
Yeah, Miss Providence, yes. What is your platform? Forgive me.
My platform is called Let's Break the Stigma, Raising Awareness to HIV and AIDS. I chose this platform because I've been working with the Bahamas AIDS Foundation for years, and I think it's a very serious problem that we need to look at in our country. And my height is 5'10". And once I put on my heels, I'm over 6 feet.
Wow. Yeah, nice.
Let's go from Long Island again, just so I can understand how you came up with your platform so I can appreciate it.
So I grew up here in the Bahamas in the environmental field. So I've been working in the marine environment first, and then I moved into terrestrial. I have a degree in environmental science, and then I moved over to Ireland under a scholarship program to study for my master's degree in climate change. And definitely with the progress of my career, I've understood that climate change is the most pressing issue, not just related to the environment, because it is a cross-sectoral issue, and that is a very urgent need that's taking place globally, not just here in the Bahamas. So definitely the platform of Miss Bahamas Universe, and even moving on to the international field, would be a really great audience to really highlight that need. Of course, persons behind me and of course persons after me will also be highlighting this, but that's all the more the merry, because we have so much time left to really, you know, make a significant change. So
absolutely.
Once again, my platform is Let's Diabete This, and my goal to raise awareness to individuals across the Bahamas that has been diagnosed with diabetes. The reason for my platform is because, one, I am a nursing student at the University of the Bahamas, and two, my grandmother, who is also diagnosed with diabetes. So I've seen persons struggle with this disease. having not only having the disease, but their mental health alone. I've seen the struggles along with having to take insulin and different medications, and the seeing the breakdown of themselves to say that, hey, I have this disease. I don't know if I can move on. So I just want to be that one person to stand out to them and say, don't let this disease break you, because you are an incredible person. So I'm trying to make a lifestyle and have the behemoths across the world to let's diabetes this.
My platform is preserving mental health through less medicinal avenues. And I chose this platform because I am an advocate for deep meditation. This is where you escape to your imagination. And a lot of times we tend to forget the word imagination, but that's really where we meet God. That's the part of our minds that anything can happen, however it should. And I respect that place in my mind, and I think that it's a very important thing to be able to sit there and escape to God. This can strengthen our intuition, strengthen our decision makings. Everything that we do in life, everything that we believe, we do it because of the way that we see God, the way that we see that God is reading us, and the way that we interpret God. And this can help us just connect with ourselves, connect with God, connect with one another on a spiritual level. So that's where I'm at with my platform.
This is awesome.
I'm impressed. I wouldn't know who to choose.
Yeah,
that's Miss Bahamas. I'm impressed.
Well, I want to read some text, and then I have a comment and a question in true Bahamian fashion. I hope you all are prepared for that. I don't want you all to get stunned on the stage, because Bahamians like to ask. They can tell you, I have a comment and a question. But I have a text here that says, I wanted to compete years ago, but I was always below the height requirement. I'm so happy to see that they have changed the restrictions and more Bahamian women are able to compete. And then I have a text here that says, did you have preliminaries for Miss Bahamas? How were the contestants selected?
Thank you for that question. So over the last year, we actually had persons approach the committee directly after the former queen, and they wanted to be involved in this organization. So we started the drafting process from last July. And in January, we narrowed down our list to persons who would be eligible.
Okay.
And then we had a screening and interest meeting.
Okay.
So that didn't necessarily mean that you were in already. It was just, you can come to us, find out more information on a one-on-one basis. And then we did a individual interview with each lady to then narrow down our top 10.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I appreciate y'all didn't tell me.
Why not?
Because last year I was stunning. This year I broke my foot, but last year I was stunning.
Well, you only...
Fierce competition.
You're only, 26 and the...
You know what I'm saying. 26
age,
and a half.
We do have an age limit. It's 29, so, you know, it's between 18 and 29.
That's a shame. I think by next year I can be over 29.
I want to see you next year.
I'll be there. I don't know if I can be eligible to win, but I'll be there.
This is fantastic.
And there's a number of Bahamian young women who may be interested in competing next year, especially seeing this dynamic listing of women right here, right?
Yes.
What are the requirements that they should be doing now, or just details for so?
How do I prepare for next season if I want to compete? How do I prepare for next season if I want to compete? And then who do I contact? How do I get in contact with the organization for more details about that?
Well, first, you would need to be a Bahamian citizen, for sure, because our ambassador has to be 100% Bahamian citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you would need to, you know, find out what you're passionate about, because when you enter the pageant, you will need to know your platform.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of the pageant is not just beauty. It's also you're fighting for a cause. You're addressing an audience.
So social engagement.
Exactly. Yes. So you need to get out there, put yourself out there, volunteer.
Develop a platform.
Exactly. Have Absolutely. A story. It's the whole idea of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
But from a real perspective, from a everyday life perspective.
It's like building a brand
yes.
for yourself. Right.
Exactly.
And because you are going to be a brand ambassador for the Bahamas
yes.
at some point.
And then they'll just need to reach out to myself so they can check out our Instagram page, which is Miss Bahamas Queens, or our Facebook page, which is Miss Bahamas Pageants. Or they can shoot me an email at mbupublicrelations@gmail.com. We have our amazing executive team members that consist of Mr. Anthony Smith, Miss Narissa King, Miss Loretta Thomas, Miss Vandia Sands, and myself, Aaliyah Collymore. And we are always willing and available to, you know, sit down and have a chat, let you know any information you need to know about the event or the pageant.
I want to ask, why would a young lady want to be Miss Universe? Like, what caught in their heads, hey, I'm going to compete. I'm going to vie and compete with this. And I want to go right across the board so everyone have the opportunity to explain what went in your head to say, hey, I'm going to go to Miss Universe. I'm going to do this competition.
Well, at first it started out with me. I was on my phone and I saw, you know, the sign up. It was online. And I said, you know what? Let me try it because school was ending. I'm a student at the University of the Bahamas. So the semester was ending. And I said, you know what? I don't really have a lot of things to do right now. Let me do something. And they took a while to call me back, but I had applied to a job that I was expecting over it. Yeah. And they called me back, but I was really, like, praying. And I was like, God, whatever you want from me, I want. Because right now, I need something to pop. And when they called, I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. If the job call me back, then I'll get it, but I'll still do it. And I'm so glad that I did, because this is a chance for me to be an inspiration to my family, my cousins. I don't have any siblings. I'm an only child. Mm-hmm. So growing up, a lot of my older cousins are males. It wasn't a lot of female cousins growing up. And so for me to be someone that I didn't really have, I'm seeing an opportunity to be able to do that. And I'm really grateful for that. I'm also grateful for the perspective on life that God has given me, because I do feel like God does want me to say something to people, to be a messenger on his behalf for people. So I am all for this. I do encourage anyone, everyone, if they can, to become a part of this.
For me, it off, I competed in a pageant just March, which was Miss and Mr. University of the Bahamas. And this came along, and I just said, you know what, let me try again. Because it's something that I wanted to do, and it's something that I enjoyed. And not only that, I also want to be an advocate for my platform, Let's Diabetes This, just to raise that awareness through individuals around the Bahamas. And joining this pageant had made me realize that I can do anything I put my mind to once I'm confident, and I shouldn't give up once this is something that I want. This pageant has really taught me to be bold, be confident, and be yourself. I have formed bonds along with my sisterhood. Every day I would say, Lord, I really thank God that I did this, because connecting with my sisterhood, because everyone is different in their unique way, not only with my sisterhood, but my directors as well in the pageant. They have all taught me everything that I needed to know. Sometimes I would definitely want to give up. I would call Aaliyah and say, hey, Aaliyah, I don't think I want to go out. I just want to give up. And she'd be like, no, Pat, this, you're not doing it. You're going to get through this. And this pageant has really taught me, hey, you're beautifully confident and you should never give up. So anyone out there that has wanted to join and this has been a resting spoon on your chest, all over your mind that, hey, I want to be a part of Miss Bahamas Universe, come out and do it. Put on your heels and say, I can do this and I would never give up.
So I would say that I've been interested in pageantry for a while, but I know at a certain level, especially at the Miss Bahamas Universe level, of course, there were always the height requirements and whatever kind of limitations. And once I found out that those were dropped, I was like, they ain't ready for me. Like, you know? So that was really one push for me that, well, now I qualify to do it. And then, like I said, I just moved back home from studying for my master's degree. I just found that in between school and starting a career, this would be the best time to really get my platform out there and really highlight the message, not just on the behalf of the Bahamas and within the country, but for the international stage as well on a global level. And I just think it would be an amazing opportunity, honestly. This whole process, like Pat mentioned, has been really great with the bonding of the sisterhood. This is my first pageant. And I've always just heard the stigma of the mean girl attitude and demeanor. And it's just not been like that at all with the group of 10 ladies that we've been working with. So it's been an amazing journey so far.
There are a lot of benefits when it comes to who is going to be the next Miss Bahamas Universe. Of course, you would get to compete at the Miss Universe pageant in December at El Salvador. That's a really big deal. Miss Universe is considered one of the big five pageants in the entire world. It's the Super Bowl of pageants for pageant girls such as myself. This pageant is going to be my fifth pageant. And after winning my international title in 2021, which was Miss Plus World, I thought I was done. I had already graduated with my Bachelor's of Business Administration in Accounting. I was now married, had my child. I was just ready to focus on family. And like I said, it was this nudge that said Randika during the pageant, only to find out that I would be making history as the first mother and wife to be a part of the pageant. And I think that says a lot to my tenacity and my perseverance and my drive to actually go out there and do what it is that I wanted to do for years. And I let go because I chose family. But now I don't have to put that on the back burner. I do have a chance to have the best of both worlds and inspire persons that no matter if it's a pageant, no matter if it's a job, if you want to lose weight, if you want to be an advocate for HIV and AIDS like me, because it's a very silent problem that we want to be amplified and be loud and get some resolve for. And those are just some of the reasons why I would like to be the next Miss Bahamas Universe. And those are the benefits that the next queen is going to have and more.
Mm-hmm. I know there are six more contestants, right? Including myself. I'm Erin Green. I'm representing deep Chichaniki and deep central Andres. And
we actually don't have a Miss Andres this season.
I realized that, yes. And I realized that you didn't have any Chichanis or Gaulins represented.
Exactly.
Gaulins in particular represented in this year's pageant.
I'm glad we're all in here.
That's why I wanted to be a part of the pageant this year. And I heard a secret that y'all paying out in mangoes.
Oh, yeah. What's your platform, actually?
Mangoes.
Oh.
And why you should pay out in them. Yeah. Absolutely. But the other six contestants, what are their names? If you have their names and the islands that they're representing.
So the other contestants would be Miss Danielle Dean. That's Miss Acklands. Miss Beyonce Forbes. That's Miss Grand Bahama. Miss Andrea Gardner. That's Miss Eleuthera. Miss Taja Hudson. That's Miss Cat Island.
Okay.
We have Miss Ihioma Nwanko, that's Miss Abaco.
Okay.
We have Miss Robin Ramming, that's Miss Exuma.
Absolutely. Great representation. Now, are you guys partnering with the Bahama Games to lead, sit with your team, sit with the spectators to lead the team into the stadium? I'm sure the Bahama Game teams would love to have the Miss Bahamas representative.
Well, by then, we would have already crowned our queen. So, of course, all of the ladies will be supporting our country with all of the 50th anniversary celebrations. But our queen will definitely make a huge effort to be present.
Yes.
And support anyone who is going to the games.
Absolutely. Because my friend Sawyer Boy is the social media influencer for the Long Island Sheep Runners.
We was with Sawyer Boy yesterday and he was blushing.
Yeah, y'all, Kalika was in there, right?
No,
everybody was safe. Everybody was safe. This is good. So I got a text here that's, now that the criteria has changed and married women can participate, will they change the name of the competition to reflect the change in the criteria?
That has actually been an ongoing question. I don't know if Miss Randika would like to take a hit at that, but I know they are. It's still up in the air.
Right.
I think it is. It's still up in the air, so we just have to wait and see.
Because
exactly.
What a Ms. MS as opposed to a Miss MISS.
That has been the burning question. So we're waiting to see what the international organization has to say, and then we will just follow suit.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I want to go back to what all was changed internationally in terms of the rules. I know the height requirement was changed. Yeah. I know the marriage status was changed. What all was changed?
You
though?
Can have that. Those are the changes.
Two major changes
that really shook the competition has been the fact that married women as well as mothers are allowed to compete, and that has made a major difference.
And as the marketing person for Miss Universe Bahamas, right?
Yes.
How has the local interest been? I know there are a number of beauty pageants around the world. So, man, we having challenges finding persons interested or a competent person to compete here in the Bahamas. As to what you do, is there a number of Bahamian young women who say, man, I'm interested? Yeah. And then you're able to scan through and determine who's the best out of them?
So believe it or not, the Bahamas has a major, major pageant organization, industry.
And culture, yes.
So the benefit is that each pageant has certain requirements, age requirements. So often ladies who compete at the teen level would then go on. They will just go on.
Okay.
So it hasn't been that difficult. We've actually had hundreds of applications.
I was about to say, what's the largest number of applicants you've had in any 1 year?
We've had, I can't say specifically because this is only my third year.
Okay.
But we've had hundreds of applications. We've had hundreds of persons reach out. Unfortunately, a lot of them reached out past the deadlines.
Okay.
We have had to extend deadlines as well just for convenience because of the amount, but It's been a great response. The public has been loving the social media posts. The ladies have been taking over Instagram. They've been taking over Facebook. So just be reminded, you can check us out at Miss Bahamas Pageant on Instagram and Miss Bahamas
Queen.
Miss Bahamas Pageant on Facebook and Miss Bahamas Queen on Instagram.
So I have a text here that says, How is Bahamas Universe going to be chosen? Like the judges vote. Does the audience get to vote? The audience in the building get to vote? Can I vote through social media?
So the audience, the role of the audience is to support the queens.
Okay.
They need that support. They need that moral push. As for judging, we have international judges that we flew in. They are arriving in a few hours, actually.
Okay.
And the ladies do not know them. they do not have any consultations with us either. But they have what we call a private judges interview that will be taking place in the next 2 days.
And they...
That's the majority of their judging, actually, in that private judges interview. So the ladies have all been coached on exactly what they need to know. They need to be aware of, you know, current matters. And the judges will then interview them individually, and that will make majority of their scores. Apart from that, they will go on to the grand finale that they will perform in their evening gowns as well as swim attire.
Mm-hmm.
And then those same judges, as well as another panel of judges, will then tally up scores to then determine who will be the next queen.
All right. When we get back from the break, I want to ask you, how will the competition unfold, right? What do we start with? What do we end with? Do you have to answer questions live on stage? But we'll get to that when we get back from the break. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock, Guardian Radio AM. Man Down Mashup Wednesday, and joining us is Miss Universe Bahamas, bevy of beauties.
Yes.
All that QC
perfect
knowledge had to come to some use.
See the education.
There you go. Yes. The bevy of beauties in the room with us. You guys, stay tuned.
Why are you so sweaty?
Y'all are getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
The game started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org
or call 322-1029.
I've been everywhere, man. Janae's Uniform Center. We've traveled to every island in this here land, man. We go everywhere. We can go to every rock and key, Abaco to Inagua, even Ragged Island, The Rock. Celebrate our country's 50th independence with Janae's special limited edition. Sublimated t-shirts and caps in 10 different styles and colors. Get up to 50% off on cotton polo shirts only. Don't forget to embroider your company's logo to celebrate this independence at Janae's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road. Call 394-8385 or 6. WhatsApp, text only, 817-3295. Email sales@janaes.com.
I've been everywhere.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
She's simply awesome. She dashed by.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio on AM with C.A. Nuri. We have an mash-up Wednesday man down, but we have a lot of beautiful women in-house, right?
All of the women in-house are beautiful today.
That's what I said, a lot of beautiful women in-house.
All of them are.
Including Miss Andres, Miss Erin.
From deep central... Chichani
Creek, Andres. You won't be in this competition.
All the women in the building are beautiful, Mr. Nuri.
In this competition, right?
All the women in the country are beautiful today, Mr. Nuri.
Yes.
Thank you.
All the women in the country are beautiful.
Thank you, Mr. Nuri.
And we have a studio filled with six beautiful women in studio now, right? And I just want to remind the audience of who they are. This is Miss Newport. Remind me of your name again so I can say it out loud. To everybody?
Randika Folks Cartwright.
Yes, that's the married one with one child. And also we have Miss Long Island.
Melissa Ingram.
And then we have Miss, I can't even see that
Paradise
name.
Paradise Island.
Miss Paradise Island. And go ahead, remind me your name.
Patrick Lam.
And of course we have Miss Bimini. I remember that.
What's up, Miss Bimini?
Rumkey. Okay, Rumkey and Bimini,
Columbus,
same island?
She's from Columbus Isles, Rumkey, San Sal.
But any key that name Rumkey, I like. Right, I'm saying. Okay, but Miss Rumkey, go ahead, give me your name again.
Lakeisa Saunders.
Yes, I just want to remind the listening audience their names, right? Mm-hmm. And they are competing amongst, there are four amongst ten. There are four amongst ten beautiful women who will be competing for the prestigious crown Miss Universe Bahamas. And that competition will be on Sunday.
Sunday, July 2nd at the Atlantis Showroom, 8 p.m. sharp.
And I need to know the price again for the tickets and where I can pick up tickets again.
Yes, Bahamas, you can pick up tickets from Cafe Shining Noel in Caves Village or from Signature Styles on Marathon Road. Or from one of the 10 beautifully confident contestants. The ticket prices are $75 for general, $100 for VIP. And that is only in advance. Now, the night of the pageant, those tickets going up. Because the tickets are flying right now.
Yeah.
So the night of the pageant, if you come to the door, general is $100. VIP is $125. So ladies and gentlemen, buy your tickets now.
Absolutely. And how will the evening unfold, right?
Yes.
The event, the pageant itself, and then the wider event. What can I expect?
So this is going to be a phenomenal show.
it's definitely going to be one of celebration, seeing mm-hmm. that it is the 50th year of independence. And we're actually highlighting our patron, who is Miss Cipriana McQueenie.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah, she served as one of the queens in the year of 1973 when mm-hmm. the Bahamas became an independent nation. And I have to say one of, because there was a queen before her who transferred the title on, and she then, because she was so excited that the Bahamas was becoming independent, she decided to stay here to see that, and she transferred her queen, her crown on as well.
Absolutely. I want to just send a quick shout out and say good morning to Brenda Barry.
Good morning.
Another former queen. And to Paulette Bogard,
yes.
who we saw in the Guardian parking lot this morning.
Good morning.
Another former beauty queen.
We hope to see all of our former queens at the pageant on Sunday.
Now, let me know, do I need to bring my dancing shoes in my, because I have a pair.
Now, listen.
I have them in my formal, I could slip them right into my purse.
Miss Andres, this is a formal affair. We want to see the razzle, the dazzle. We want to see the Bahamian colors. Bring your flags, if all. The cowbells, we're going to have a Junkanoo rush out. I don't want to spoil the show, listen, it's going to be a show.
I'm
going to
bring my dancing feet and my fancy shoes.
Yes.
I love
the feet and the shoes.
Yes.
Is this a part of the the Independence
Golden
Day Golden Jubilee celebration?
Well, it is a celebration of the Golden Jubilee itself, so yes.
It's one of the ancillary events.
Yes.
Okay. I want to know if it's on the calendar. That's what I want to know. Because I'm going to invite everybody to attend. So.
Oh, no, we're inviting everybody to attend.
We're still inviting everyone to attend.
Okay. Get your ticket. You can still get a ticket at the door, but just bring a little extra money.
So you guys can flood Cafe Shining Noel, flood Signature Styles, and tell them, I want a ticket for Miss Bahamas Universe pageant.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm. And who should come? Men and women should come.
Everyone.
Family members should come.
Your mommy, your daddy, the children, your auntie, even some tourists. We want everyone to be a part of this grand finale, the Jubilee, 50 years of pageantry.
I always wondered if, when you're competing, if your life changes. Because I would assume that you would need a handler. Because, you know, me personally, I would be a wild pageant person, right? And I would need someone to guide me, say, no, Nuri, you can't be out at night, 12 o'clock at night as a contestant, right? I would like to know, you ladies, have your life changed? Do you have a handler who guides you? How does that go about?
Well, this entire pageant journey is a cultivation of self. So through getting everything together, from the makeup artist to getting to the different locations, to making sure that we get to practice. We have to manage these things ourselves, and we have to develop a sense of consistency and discipline to be able to do it. So this is Miss Bahamas. This is not Miss Teen Bahamas. So we have to get these things done ourselves, or it's not going to get done. Mm-hmm. So when we realize that we are what makes these things move around the way that it should, then you make sure do it, you know?
Make sure it gets done.
Exactly. Yes. And for that, I'm grateful to the pageant for even bringing this version of myself to the surface.
Mm-hmm. And the other ladies as well, like, has your life changed fundamentally? Are there things... like maybe you're an athlete and you're not really going to compete competitively because you don't want to risk injury. Has your life changed significantly now that you're a participant?
Well, for me, my life just changed a little, other than me having to time manage myself really well and have to put myself in the right disciplinary actions for this pageant. Not necessarily, I would say I still get to do the things that I used to do, but I'm glad that school has ended.
Mm-hmm.
So that has taken a little burden off my shoulder. And another one, my friends don't always get to see me how they normally would. So that would be like, hey, are you available today? And I'm like, no, pageant duties.
Yes.
So everything has really shifted a lot for me specifically, because everything has now shifted from what it used to be to everything now, especially. Everything is just based around pageant and getting everything done for the pageant.
All right. Miss Long Island?
Yes, ma'am. So I would say that I am my own handler. I share the same sentiments as mm-hmm. my pageant sisters. I'm grateful for the support that I have had, though, because, you know, it takes a village. And further to that, the way that my life has changed, I am familiar to a busy lifestyle and juggling multiple things at once, but I have one level of very strict professionalism, and then I have been in the entertainment industry as well through dancing and greeting gigs and stuff like that, but I've kept them very separate. Mm-hmm. And so through this pageant journey, I've been able to tie both of those lives together, where I'm bringing more of my personality into the professional realm, as well as beautifying my face and making sure that I'm more poised and just more elegant and classy in a certain way. So it's a really cool way to just tie in both of my lives together and mm-hmm. showcase it on the stage through this pageant journey.
Now, Miss New Providence, you are a current pageant winner. You've already won a pageant. Remind us what that pageant is, what the title is, and for you already having that experience, right, how has it been moving into Miss Bahamas Universe as a mother?
I've had three pageant titles so far. I was Miss Bahamas Plus World in 2019, Miss Caribbean Coast Plus World in 2020, and Miss Plus World in 2021. I can truly say this Miss Bahamas Universe experience has been different from any pageant I've ever done. It has required more time for me, more practice, more sharpening up on what I have already known to get to this point. I want to thank the Legacy Modeling Studio owned by Rakia for helping me with my walk and just building up my overall confidence since I joined this pageant, because being a new mother, I started to compare. I started to look at the other young women and say, man, I remember when my body used to look like that, and I started to have some self-doubt along the way. But I prayed, and my mom prayed with me, and I remember what my daddy would always tell me. Mm-hmm. If you're always ready, you don't have to get ready. So the confidence dropped, but it picked right back up. So Sunday, it's going to be a show. Now, I am ready.
Now, you are definitely no longer in the plus category, right? But for hopefuls like me, what's the criteria for plus-size models and plus-size pageants?
Okay, so when I did Miss Bahamas Plus World, the director is Rochelle Thompson-Walker.
Okay.
And I went to her, and I was wondering where I fit into that, because I am a bit bottom-heavy.
Yeah.
My waist isn't all of that narrow, but I carry a lot of the weight in the lower part.
We call that size Andrus. I wear that.
I am from Andrus as well. Mm-hmm. And so they did my measurements. So once your hips are over 40 inches and your bust is over 39 inches, or you're size 12 and above, that puts you in the plus size category.
Okay.
So that's how I was able to compete, because I have done traditional pageants where when I was in the 160 range, 150 range, even though I'm really tall, I was told, hey,
you're too big.
You have to lose weight. And then Miss Plus World, the time person was like, you aren't big enough. So I've always had that thing on me, but where do you fit in, Randika? Yeah. You kind of in the middle. People are saying that you're big. People are saying that you're small. And I just got tired of whatever people had to say about me. Because for me, I know that I am beautiful. I don't care what nobody has to say. I look in the mirror every day and I thank God that I am the way that I am. I have 10 fingers, 10 toes, and I want to encourage other women like me that may be thinking that they are too big to join Miss Bahamas to go on to the journey.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Costumes and formal wear. Who are some of the designers, and then who are some of the partners and sponsors for the event?
So for as of costumes, that's what we hosted during the motorcade. So rather than having a national costume during the grand finale, the ladies were encouraged to get a headpiece done by a local designer. And it was some beautiful hats that were designed. They can let you know exactly who did that for them.
So they selected, and selected your own designer.
And their own theme.
Okay,
own theme.
So you are really taking on, you're responsible for your presentation.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Remember. And now, was it fascinators or what type of headpieces did
we
you have?
We told them to exaggerate.
Awesome.
We told them to exaggerate. So these were some grand hats. I'm talking Miss Melissa's hat was two hands. The photos are all on our social media.
On the
on the Facebook page, Miss Bahamas Pageant, as well as on the Instagram page, Miss Bahamas Queen.
Okay.
And awesome. They can also check out the ladies' Instagram, their personal pages. So if they head over to our Facebook page, we have all of their names. And they can just search up their names and try to find their social medias to see exactly what they have going on. But I want to shout out a few of our major sponsors.
Yes.
That being Cafe Shining Noel, Atlantis, The Rosewood, FME Construction, Shoreline Distributions, Bank of the Bahamas, Ministry of Tourism, Bahamas Orthopedic, National Classic Formal Wear, Signature Styles, New York Performing Arts Academy, Wildflowers, Dolphin Encounters, Rosewood, Toastmasters, Empire Fitness, Go to Bahamas Beach Squad, LC Media and Graphics, Royal Caribbean International. And I hope I didn't miss anyone, but you all know that you can is at the bottom of our flyers that we have posted on all of our social media.
Absolutely. Platforms. Now, if I want to follow the stories of the current participants and the former queens again, I can go to the social media pages.
Yes, yes.
Repeat them again.
The Facebook page is Miss Bahamas Pageants on Facebook, as well as Instagram, which is Miss Bahamas Queens.
And I can follow the story of the current reigning Miss Bahamas Universe there as well.
Yes.
Okay,
you can,
cool.
You can head over to our socials. Yeah,
awesome. Awesome. And we can keep up to date, find more details, and give me a telephone number again to call one more time.
The telephone number to call is 813-2288.
That's right. You guys call that number, get your tickets, find out the details for the event, and repeat the event again. The time, the day, the venue.
Yes, the show is July 2nd, Atlantis Showroom. 8 p.m. You can purchase tickets at Signature Styles and Cafe Shining Noel.
Absolutely. Now, that song that the producer brought us back in on the break is Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean. Ooh. There are six oceans in the world. The Pacific, the Atlantic,
Indian Ocean.
The Indian, the Antarctic, and the Arctic, and then there's Billy Ocean. We're all out of time, guys. We want to thank you for joining us today,
for tuning
into the conversation to the Miss Universe Bahamas team. Pageant participants, thank you for repping your country, repping your islands. We're all out of time. Have a great day.